Welcome back, you guys. So today we are talking about an unpopular opinion, materialism.
Yes.
While we're wearing our LV hoops and Chanel necklaces. These are Steph's, by the way. I told her already I was gonna throw her under the bus for this.
Oh, I thought, no, like, throw what, girl? Not
No.
Not in my ear.
I have the same one, so yeah. We are talking about materialism today and how we are evolving in our 30s with materialism. Because let's face it, we've all been there, okay? Like, we've all bought the Chanel bags and we've all bought the Gucci on a whim, whatever. We've lived that life.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody has, but—
Not everybody, you and I, we're talking about us.
We have. Yeah.
And
girl, no, this is not, we're not that far removed. We were literally just shopping 2 weeks ago.
No, I know.
Okay.
But we want to say this with a preface, that we were shopping, but it was like a very conscious shopping.
Yes.
Versus like what we've done in the past. So I guess today we want to talk about materialism and our thoughts on it, kind of just like reflect on how we're feeling about materialistic things as we get older.
Yeah, we started like, we had a conversation actually. So last year we talked about just like some of our favorite things, luxury wish list, and then we also had a conversation about how our feelings on material items have started to shift a little bit as we've gotten older. Like, don't get me wrong, we still enjoy shopping and buying all the things, but I think we're both kind of in a space where we're focusing on different things.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more. So like, I am trying to pay off my mortgage and also pick up a couple of additional like properties and
investment properties
and doing some investing and getting the boys situated in some investing with their income and money. And so, yeah, I think priorities are starting to like shift
yes.
a little bit more. I think the priority has always been the same for my husband. I think I'm just a little bit more. yeah, like priorities are shifting a little bit. For you, you would say the same, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm just starting like a huge business, Canary Collective, that is going to be a very expensive undertaking. So for me right now, like, that's my priority because I want to build that brand and to like get it somewhere where like what my dream is. And that's going to take a lot of capital to do. And then like, we're also like renovating our home. So there's just like a lot of things that are kind of taking a precedence over just like shopping frivolously for me. And of course, like with investing, because as adults, I think you have to like save and invest and like you have to be financially responsible. And I think like for me, it's definitely becoming like, it just doesn't make me feel good to just buy, and because it's so frivolous in some ways, you know what I mean? Like, especially a handbag or even shoes, right? Like, you think about it and you're like, if you're not like consciously doing it and you're just kind of going on a whim and like getting it without thinking, it's hard to do as an adult.
For us. Because the two things can exist, like investing and doing all that and also shopping frivolously. I just think like for us, our priorities are kind of like shifting.
Yes, exactly.
So like in a world where unboxings and, you know, sharing your latest find to get, I don't know if it's to get likes and views, but I feel like a lot of people are unboxing and sharing a lot on social media. And sometimes I wonder, like, did you buy this for you? Or did you buy this to share it on Instagram?
Yeah, but also, this is also my unpopular opinion, but like, why? What is the point of this unboxing? Like,
but don't, why I mean, are we you... just did a couple though.
I didn't do an unboxing.
Well, you were already wearing yours.
No, as in like, you know, like a like it was, okay. So we did ours as part of a story of like, yeah, we went luxury shopping with our friends and we got this stuff. But like, if you're just like—
On a random Tuesday
posting like a Chanel unboxing, it's like, I'm happy for you, you have that bag, but like this content is not bringing me any value.
But the thing that's interesting is it brings some people value. It gets a, like a lot of views, a lot of likes. Like, people like to look at that
stuff. Yes, but I think it's very personally aspirational. Personally for me, it doesn't bring me any value.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, and if it's like a Chanel handbag that I really want, I'm like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. I totally get that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, it's
we're
like,
just not doing
I've
that
seen
right
it
now.
So many times because like, trust me, I have a lot of bags, okay, you guys? And I used to make like luxury videos on YouTube and I have like this whole thing about my handbag collection. And I know a lot of people like to get inspiration from it. I 100% agree with that. But like at this point in my life, like it's not bringing me, I'm like very indifferent to those types of content now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't don't even go search for it anymore. Like, if I'm going to buy something that I really want, like, for example, I want a Chanel loafers, I asked one of my friends, like, oh, are they actually comfortable? And then I went on YouTube and I specifically searched about Chanel loafers and if they were comfortable because I want to buy them. But if I'm looking at it scrolling on my Instagram feed, I'm just so indifferent to it.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I think there's definitely an audience for it. Yeah. I think as consumers and then creators of it, it's maybe just not
my cup of tea. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we're both at a point in our lives where we have a lot of appreciation for material items, but we don't necessarily need them to feel fulfilled.
You
know? Like, I feel like there was a point where I wanted a Chanel bag because I wanted to be seen carrying it. I wanted that status. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I don't know. I still carry it, but I don't know what I thought I would feel buying it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It didn't change anything about my life.
No, I get that. And this is also like, I guess, like a very, this might be controversial, like what I'm saying, but like, for example, I never like bought things with the intent of like, oh, I'm buying this as a status symbol. I always bought it like, to me, it's like a collection, it's art, I wanna buy it. You know, it makes me feel good. I wasn't thinking about how is it gonna make me look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was thinking more about like, how do I feel buying it versus how I'm perceived owning it.
Yeah. But I think subconsciously though, for me, even though that may not have been like at the top of my mind, I do think subconsciously, and I can't speak for everyone, but I think like why, I don't know, unless you're just like a true collector, maybe you are. But I do wonder for like everyone that's like buying. Why?
You know? Yeah, it's a vicious cycle, especially if you don't think about it. I think materialism can get pretty obnoxious. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have like so much and then it's just like...
There were mixed reviews on our unboxing video, like our shopping day video. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people who were like really excited and loved our stuff. And there were some people who said we were obnoxious, which is like, whatever. Like literally us friends, like nobody spent more than $1,500.
Yeah, but I get that. I mean, everybody's gonna have a different opinion on materialism. Yeah.
And then there was like a couple of comments where they were like, give me more. I'm like, I'm not moved by this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, then you go shopping. You want me to spend more money to make you feel moved? Like, so.
I love it. TikTok is wild, you guys.
It really is.
I'm happy though. It's like no holds barred, you know? Bring it. If that's your opinion, I'll respect your opinion. It's not my opinion, but it doesn't make me feel any less of that other person. Like if they think that I'm a materialistic person or whatever, like it is what it is.
Yeah. Because I think you only get a snapshot of it. Because like I think if people really knew us and our investments and like what we actually do.
Right.
It wouldn't even be a conversation. But yeah, I think...
It could be a conversation because, I mean, I know a lot of people that have a lot of money and they don't spend it on, like, designer stuff at all. They just don't believe in it, you know?
Yeah.
So
Jason would never.
Yeah, Rami would never. If I bought him anything designer, he would literally make me return it immediately.
Yeah, Jason.
He's like, I don't want this. You can buy it for yourself. I don't want it.
Yeah.
To each their own.
To each their own.
More Chanel for me.
Right.
But like, I think for me with materialism, I'm getting to the point like, yes, I have a lot of stuff. And Steph and I have been talking about this. We're actually doing like a designer sale because I want to get rid of some of my stuff because I bought it at a time where it made me happy. And it's just like not like bringing me joy anymore. And I kind of just want to...
What makes you happy about it?
I think just like the idea of collecting it.
Okay.
Made me happy. Like I was like, oh, I really want this like LV Pochette because it's not like available. And I like the color and I wanted one. And
yeah.
So... I bought it and now it's just been like sitting in my closet and I haven't like reached for it for like over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm getting older now, like my perspective has like completely changed. I'm like, I really don't want this. Like, to be honest with you, the most, like the bags that I've used the most this year has been like my Chanel, my black classic Chanel and then like Dior book tote that I have. Yeah. And like, those are the bags that I've been constantly using. And I feel like it looks good with everything. It's very versatile. It fits everything that I want. Like, why do I have all these bags? It's just making me feel like shit about like, what is this like sitting in my closet for? Like, maybe if like I can like pass it over, maybe somebody else might really appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do want to get rid of a lot of my handbags and I keep some like very rare pieces that I've collected, but like, I think I want to get rid of, I would say, 70% of my bags.
I think that's a good thing. I mean, I have some bags where I'm like, I'm torn because I don't know if I should keep them for Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if I don't carry it, then what's the point?
Yeah. And also, I think Zoe will like whatever you have, because it's not like you're going to stop buying them. I'm sure you'll buy eventually, but it'll be like a very conscious thing. And I think for me, like, we're both kind of veering into that situation. Like, yes, we went shopping in Dallas, but we bought very consciously of things that we will literally wear forever or own forever.
One like, right now.
Yeah, so her and I have that same necklace, the Chanel necklace.
And I have
love
been
it.
Looking for a choker.
A Chanel choker forever.
For months.
Yeah.
Forever. And I really, really wanted one. So when I found one, I was like, oh.
Yeah. And like you, I feel like she hasn't taken it off since she's...
I've been wearing it a lot.
You've been wearing it a lot. And then like your earrings too, like these LV hoops, these are classic for me. I mean, this is something like you can definitely pass on to Zoe, and they're so timeless and beautiful and represent you in like the phase of life that you're in.
Yeah.
Like a more mature, like grown up thing. Because I feel like some of my bags I have and I'm like the Gucci Marmont, I feel like it's cute.
Three of them, and I'm like, I think I'm gonna post them on the sale.
Right. I mean, it's cute, but I don't think like I want, I definitely, my style has evolved from the Marmont. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm like, I definitely don't have any use for this. And if somebody finds joy out of it, why not just like pass it along? You know what I mean?
And that's like the space I'm in too. Like, I really feel like I have to really be moved by a piece.
Yes. Like, it needs to be special.
And it has to be something that I see continuing to perhaps increase in value, or just be something that is timeless and that I will never get tired of.
Yeah, but if you're never gonna get tired of it, then it doesn't matter if it increases in value.
True.
Because you're never getting rid of it. Yeah. Like a Birkin Kelly, for example, like a mini Kelly.
Yeah. A Kelly and a classic Chanel, the small size.
Oh, those, yeah.
That would probably be the only thing that would inspire me to pull out my card.
Right. No, I 100% agree with that. I'm buying very consciously. I'm still gonna buy materialistic items.
Yeah, but it's not like...
But it's not to
shopping
like...
Shopping sprees.
Yes, and it's not like showing off. I think it's okay. Materialism is a very interesting topic because you can definitely very easily overdo it, but you can also
I think that's a perspective though.
Yes,
because like
it is.
There's people who are shopping all the time, doing unboxings all the time, and like for them, like that's just the lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
It's what they do. And I think for us, like from our perspective, because we're like in a different space, it probably seems like a lot.
Yeah, and also with materialism, I think a good thing to even think about is like, for example, buying like fast fashion. It doesn't like bring me so much joy to buy fast fashion for a lot of reasons. I think there's just like been a lot of studies that have come out about like, you know, the practices not being as ethical, but that's like a whole other topic. But for me, like for example, even if I'm buying a black blazer, yes, I can go buy one from whatever brand, but then I can buy, like I can buy a $50 black blazer or I can buy a $300 black blazer. I tend to buy the more expensive one, not because it's more expensive, but like...
More sustainable.
It's just like a little bit more sustainable. It has a higher quality. And I know like a black blazer is so timeless that I'm buying it for $300, but I'm definitely going to get like the dollar cost value out of it.
Totally. Because like sometimes when you're buying, and not even a $50 blazer, because I feel like you can get a pretty decent $50 blazer.
Right.
Probably like the $15...
Yeah.
12, like the Shein ones,
yes.
You know, where you will probably have to end up continuing to buy.
Yes.
Whereas if you were just to invest in like a high quality piece,
yeah,
then you wouldn't have to continue to replace those pieces. So that makes sense.
I agree.
Terms of, like,
but even like, for example, Abercrombie, I love Abercrombie. Their quality is amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even have to be that expensive. But I do think I'm like favoring quality over quantity more than I've ever have. And also because like just having so much stuff makes me anxious.
Yeah.
So now I'm definitely saying, okay, I'm going to clean out my closet. I'm going to clean out the stuff from my home. I'm only keeping things that like bring me joy.
Yeah.
But more like things that I know that I'm going to be wearing a lot, because if it's just hanging in my closet and I know it's expensive, it's making me feel like shit.
Why? Because it's expensive?
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm not even using it. Like, why did I buy it?
But you know bought it, I mean? Because it was sustainable.
No, I meant like more like my handbags, let's
oh,
say.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I think it was like, yeah, I definitely had that point in my life where I was being very frivolous with my designer purchases.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, I'm not even that person anymore. So maybe I should just like get rid of my reminder of the past, if you will.
Yeah. I don't regret really, not that you regret them. I don't regret any purchases, but I do feel like I would rather have pieces that I'm actually going to carry.
Exactly.
I have shelves of things that I don't even carry and I wouldn't even pull for. So I would rather have things that I actually am going to get some use out of.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for handbags, clothes, all of that.
Yep.
It just doesn't make sense to for me to hold on to it. I'm like busting at the seams right now in my closet. I need to do a closet sale.
I know.
I wish I was like committed to Poshmark.
Poshmark is like a beast in its own.
I know. My mom's a Poshmark girl.
You should just hire your mom to do that for you.
I really should.
Give her a little commission off of every sale she does. Follow Steph on Poshmark.
Follow my mom.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so materialism.
Let us know your thoughts. I mean, I don't have anything else to say about it at this point.
Yeah, no, I think we've covered it. We're kind of at a space where we're reevaluating like our approach to it.
We're evolving. We're 30-somethings that are evolving.
We're doing a little more investing. You know, we're buying a little more consciously.
We're starting businesses. We have other priorities, I guess.
Yeah. And not to say you can't have both. I just think we're kind of like tapping the brakes a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, when our businesses blow up.
I'm kidding. Okay, for whoever's listening on Spotify, I kind of just did like the motion of like making it rain. But who knows? Maybe I'll be at a different point in that time in my life. But right now, this is how I'm feeling. Yeah. And you only know what you know.
You only know what you know.
So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation and we'll see you guys next Sunday.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. See you next Sunday.
Bye.